two on three.
No, you just got once, Ashley.
All right.
On three. One, two, three.
Great. That was a really fun clap hit. Anyways.
So let's go. I just want to get some context of like how Hannah's even around. Like the story behind.
So one day back in Virginia, she was born. A star was born.
Wait, that one meme where it's like, where that was the winner, is like, I just want to look at you one more time. And it's the guy going,
one more time. Anyways,
you want to see A Star is Born?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
A Star, what's that one about?
Lady Gaga and the other guy, Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper kills himself at the end.
Nope, don't watch it.
Sick.
Cool.
Nice.
Can I lower this? I'm like.
I know, you can definitely lower that. That is very.
I'm spelling. You're
like, come see me.
Can you see me?
Yeah, fix it. All right, thanks. Done. That was enough.
Anyways, introduce yourself.
Okay, I'm Hannah.
What'd you say? Introduce yourself?
Stop.
Introduce yourself.
I need to be in prison.
You guys are manic right now.
The giggles. I told you. It's the giggle.
You
can't even speak. It's the
giggle. You guys are just.
There's no way.
You're losing it.
Stop it.
Don't kill him to that.
He's hitting me.
You're not real.
It's your turn. She's not
your
real.
Turn.
My turn what?
God damn it.
Speak.
I speak
did. I tried and then he interrupted.
Okay, my bad, my bad. Ooh. So introduce yourself.
This is taking a while.
I told you we should have done a podcast. Why are we acting like we're high as fuck? We're high on life. Okay, you guys have to go silent.
All right, guys, so story time about how I met Hannah. I'll just do it because fuck it, we all.
You're a great storyteller. I think you should tell it.
You got it.
So I enjoy,
stop.
You know, I enjoy getting things stuck in my butt, sharp objects. No. And Hannah is a part of that process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sharp objects in the butt.
No, so I go to a place called Restore for all of my shots and like IVs and stuff. And she was one of the workers there. And
no, I still work there. Not was.
Is. She currently is working at the establishment that we're discussing right now. I met you because you don't have any friends.
Yes. No, I don't either.
And neither does Kate. And then
I do now.
I was there and I was like, right? You.
It's awesome. Yeah. You like the turtle.
What turtle?
Which turtle are you looking at?
Peanut butter patty?
No, you mean. Oh,
the blowfish that goes. Fucked. No.
Maybe. I think it's a
turtle.
Turtle
that goes, ha. Ah, and then a blowfish that goes, oh.
It's a turtle that's like getting, like, the turtles are like banging. And then he's just.
Yeah,
like,
and he goes,
ah.
Yeah.
Anyways, basically, okay, here, I'm again, real quick. Cameron's taking forever. Basically, Cameron goes to the place Hannah work. Cameron say, hi, Hannah. You had no friend. My sister had no friend. Then Cameron schedules, gives Hannah my number. We go to brunch. Great.
She was going to bail. She didn't. So.
Oh my gosh, she was terrible.
I was scared too.
I texted you guys, full blown lied, saying I promised my sister I'd hang out with her. No, I called. I said you were coming with me. I am not going to this alone. It was like a blind date for friends. That shit's terrifying.
No, it really was. But I'm glad we did it because now we have a great friendship out of it. So.
Yeah. Why are there penises on your thing, Cam?
I drew them.
Okay.
I'm surprised. Wait, there's two? I drew one.
Someone wanted a tween.
The last time?
It's Drake.
It's Drake.
Oh my gosh, can we talk?
The Drake League? All right, let's talk about the Drake League, guys.
I
saw it today.
I saw it because my friend found it, and she obviously sent it in the group chat, and I was like, all right, hotline bling, what? Like, holy shit. Basically.
Yeah.
But that thing's, okay, as like a celebrity, imagine getting like your shit leaked.
Oh, that's bad.
First of all, why are you taking a video of yourself whacking off?
Well, didn't
he didn't even whacking off. He was just.
He's like, yeah. He's like whacking up there. That shit big.
Yeah. No, but I thought he leaked it. No.
He leaked it? It was his idea.
Was it not?
I mean, Kim K got famous off of fucking.
A sex tape. Very mid sex tape, by the way. But
I've never seen Kim. We've seen Kim K's sex tape? Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Learn that from a lawyer.
I plead the fifth.
Anyways, yeah, that's how we met Hannah.
But yeah, the Drake. So there's like two leaks. There's like the Drake leak and then the Sophie Rain Spider-Man leak. Those are like the two big. So, you know girls had the Drake leak. Guys had the Sophie Rain Spider-Man leak. And those two were like.
Who's Sophie Rain?
What?
I'm really uncultured.
No, me
it's,
too.
No, me too. I thought the Drake leak was
of
like
course we are. Look at this.
A joke about the other thing. I didn't know like what it was. And then you showed me today and I was like, oh, that is that's a big leak.
That's a big leak.
It's yeah. like one of those like whoopsies, like, oh, it's my ass or something. That's like that's like hate. Who's calling you right now?
Ashley. Hey, Ashley. If you want to see what I'm doing, go on Cameron's live on TikTok because we're live for the pod.
There you go, fucking Ashley.
Go on the live. You can watch us.
Oh, she wants to say hi to the pod.
Speak. Ashley, speak.
Oh, hey, guys. This is Ashley here. I just wanted to say hi. And keep on living
life, bros. Keep on living life.
This is why
Ashley's
on the podcast.
Namaste. Give him a namaste.
Namaste.
All right, love you, bye. All right. Oh, sorry.
That's been intense. I mean, outside of that, like, shit. But I'm glad you guys became friends, though.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
I have actually like, genuine friends now in the state. It was a little bit where I was like, fuck, dude, I got to make friends. Holy shit.
It took me a while. And I mean, it took me forever to find fucking Ben.
Well, it's just like, finding genuine friends.
Well, that's hard to do.
Yeah. Because it's just, I don't know, there's a lot of shitty people out there.
And I don't know if everyone's quote unquote shitty, but I think a lot of the issue stems from like, they don't want to have a real relationship with people.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. I think it's just the person themselves.
It depends on the person. Yeah, I guess. Like, everybody's different. So
you brush your teeth today, right?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Remember, I literally said we can leave once I brush my teeth.
Okay, good.
Just what do you mean? I brush my teeth today. I brush my teeth every fucking day. Why are you making it seem like I don't brush my teeth?
Oh, you up? I don't like this bottle. It got me. It squirted on me.
Ew, Cameron. No.
Ew. Okay, McLovin.
Hey, my friend Ashley, the one that just said namaste, she bought this for me because she only calls me McLovin. I can't tell if it's a compliment or insult that she thinks I look like this guy.
She said you actually look like him?
She just calls me him. Oh. Because we watched the movie and she was like, that's you. but, damn it.
No, we were talking about how hard it is to make friends.
Oh, yeah. So I'm, like, so scatterbrained right now. Like,
for reference, really Kate was up until 6 a.m.
Hannah was
she
up until, like, 5 a.m.
plastered last night.
You were up until 7. I was up like, until 6. Because
we
was, like,
went
falling.
Out. Because like, we were at your house. Chair. We always do this. We're going to have a really chill night.
We were doing a movie night.
It was just you and I. We're sitting there drinking some wine, talking.
Yeah.
And we looked at each other. Oh, we shouldn't go out, should we? No, it's too late. Yeah, we weren't even worth it. Next thing I know, we're in the fucking Uber. And I was like, fuck. And then,
do I need to be speaking into this?
No, if you're speaking like in general direction,
like it'll be fine.
So this is fine.
Yeah, yeah. It'll pick it.
And then we ended up going out. We stayed until like we didn't get home until 4. We stayed up.
Yeah.
And we stayed up just like chilling out. And then finally, just talking. Yeah, and I woke up at 2. My mom, everyone thought I was dead. They were like, "Are you alive?" And I was like, "Guys, first of all, I am notorious for oversleeping. Like I've never slept in a day in my life."
Yeah.
And then was like, you're dying. My mom was pissed because like we Ubered and she saw like the Uber account charge. And she was like, "So an Uber at 4 a.m. and you're not answering your phone. I thought you were dead." And I was like, "Mom, bro, my key is my life 360. I was like, just
check. I checked and I was like, "Oh, she's at her apartment. She's fine."
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, well, I guarantee she's just
does
come over
she,
shit.
Does your mom not have?
No.
No. That's a that's a sibling
it's
privilege.
A sibling privilege, yeah. Not a parent privilege. Yeah. Because then she's going to be checking my shit all the time. Like, where are you?
What are you doing? Who are you with?
Especially if we ever tell mom, they're like, where are you? And we're like, oh, yeah, I'm here. And it's like, no, you're not.
Yeah, she'd be like, hey, can you do something? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, I'm at school. It's like in my bed, just like rotting. Like, playing Gardenscapes. It's a fun time.
You rot to fucking Gardenscapes.
What?
So you rot when you Gardenscape. I love Gardenscapes. You rot.
Hannah plays her game. So
I play my game too. I have a similar game. I don't remember what it's called.
We were bonding over it.
Yeah, we were.
Hannah,
like,
I do have a question for you, though, because Kate and I have not experienced this once in our entire life. What's it like being in a healthy relationship?
Yeah. Oh, it's great. I love it.
Like, they're, like, so healthy in love. It makes me feel like...
It is. No, it's
what's
really
that TikTok where it's like, oh, that's nice. It'll end. Don't worry. It's like...
No, it's awesome because we're best friends, and that's what it stemmed from, friendship.
And he's cool. Like, he's not, like, weird. Cool. And he's not, like... You know, like, we're all hanging out. It's not, like... Tristan's a good guy,
but he's just busy a lot. So
he's just busy, which obviously, and also he's in Colorado right now.
Right. He runs his own business, so he's doing all that stuff. It's hard to find somebody who's determined nowadays.
Oh,
and will actually work.
We'll just rot and play Gardenscapes for hours.
Shut up. It does. I do. Like, you just said
that. It does. I do.
You just said that. And before even Karen said anything, I was about to be like, yeah, I need to get some of that, huh?
Well, it's hard to find. Just do it. Just go out there and do it.
I did. I go out and I do it. I ended up waking up at 2 p.m. Right? I went out and I did it. I freaking woke up at 2 p.m.
Well, people think they don't have options, and it's like...
But you do. They're endless. Yeah.
You just got to keep working at it. Yeah. Like, Kate can tell you, I've been posting on social media for like 10 fucking years. Like, so long.
Cameron, at one point in his life, he decided he wanted to make a t-shirt. And I didn't understand what this was because I was so young.
Was
Cameron,
it the big dog one?
No, it was the fucking Bubba Hub. Like porn. Bubba, it looked like a porn hub, but Bubba Hub. And when I was a kid, I just thought, like, I was like, oh, Bubba, that's so cute.
No, it was Bubba Apparel, but the shirt said Big Dog.
Oh, with the porn. And dog was, with the porn thing. And as a little kid, I just was like, oh my gosh, so cute, I want it. Now I'm getting older. Thank God you didn't give me one.
Actually.
What?
I remember wearing that to college. And, like, I got a girlfriend wearing that shit. Matching tracksuits.
I had to find you a photo.
Star Spangled.
Star Spangled.
And he would walk around campus. He would walk around campus in this. And every time.
Yes.
And he wore, like, these clown shoes.
That's how much of a shit I didn't give.
No, what? No, and he genuinely wore them everywhere. And no, he had matching one. He had a green one. He had, and they were like matching tracksuits. Yeah, he went through a phase like that. And no. I can't believe you actually exist.
And you had a girlfriend during this?
I got a girl. I actually, yes.
Which one?
I managed to marry. First,
not Mary. Okay.
And she liked them. She was like, oh, yeah.
No.
No, nobody liked them.
I fucking hated them.
Everyone told such you a good personality. Oh, shut up. No, Cameron, everyone was like, you look horrible. Why are you wearing this? And you were like, dude, I just, like, don't care what, like, people think of me. I'm, like, so self-confident. How can you be confident in a fuck?
In a tracksuit.
A star-spangled. You look like Evel Knievel-looking ass. Like,
I'm just saying, like, me just being able to have any confidence wearing that.
Cameron, you post so much on your Instagram. It's
no, I do.
It's going to take me a year to find this
that's
photo.
That's the point. But
I'm scrolling, and it's just, like, loading. No, okay. Like,
okay. If I were to try to go back to my memories, it's like, a part-time job.
I'm going to do a part-time job while we talk. Anyways, okay, what's another, I'm trying to think right now.
But yeah, what we were saying, like, it takes a long time to get something done, and you don't feel the compounding interest. Like, for me, it's like, I'm posting, and it's not really getting a lot of traction, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, just now am I getting videos blowing up, getting, like, millions of views.
You gotta keep going.
And that took, like, I'm 24.
Never back down, never what? Never give up.
There's a David Goggins video I want to do in the gym of, like, POV, like, when your buddy starts listening to David Goggins, and just have someone just doing the most random ass shit.
Carrying boats.
Yeah.
Who's gonna carry the boat? This one Cameron was really fat.
Dogs. Wait, what are you showing her?
That's actually when you're skinny. That's not even like your fat, fat face.
I found a fatter picture of me.
Oh, I found a fatter photo of me. Me. He just pictured me. He's like, look.
I'm like, here you go.
I gotta stop laughing like that. Like, ah. Fucking idiot. Get your shit together, Kate.
What?
You can see Cameron's whole life on his Instagram because now this is when he was a photographer and this is his photography.
Oh, you can go through all of it.
Like, all he did was just post photography.
I'm about to go home and stalk you. I'm curious.
You
now.
Can't. You can figure out. You could everything. Try. Cameron, oh my gosh, you did a lot.
I know.
Oh my, like this is you're not even your Instagram. It's just pictures of other people.
Well, yeah, it was a portfolio at that point.
You're crazy.
Like my Instagram's gone through different phases too.
And is there a photo on here of you in a freaking tracksuit? Or am I doing this for nothing?
You have to go. It's before that. There was like 2018.
Oh god.
2017.
I don't know.
What year are you at?
I don't know. Your photography, the freaking, when you're just posting.
2020 right now.
Oh. Mom. Oh, this is, hold on. I'll show this real quick. This is a video of, you talk real quick so I can show this. It's when you pushed me over and I was doing the back bend thing, but I slipped and I hit my head. My grandpa.
Oh.
So they were saying I could like bend all the way back and come back up. And I was like.
She almost died.
And I went back here. He was like, oh, I'll push you and then you'll go. But then I slipped. Oh, you can hear it. I didn't do this right. Hold up.
Yeah, it was good.
You can hear the whole house shake because my head hit it so hard.
It was hard. It was a hard smack.
Oh,
it was a good old day. Wow. But oh my gosh. Okay, last night, Hannah and I, we were at like Baxter's or whatever, and there was this guy who would not go the fuck away.
Mm-hmm.
No, like genuinely, it was like bizarre. He was like, we like left. And I was like, oh, because he was just like wouldn't stop like talking, and I like we felt bad. He was, I think, somewhat not right in the head. That's I think some degree
well, he
not.
He's also really drunk too. So
He was like slurring. He was like,
no,
he
was very.
And so I was like, okay, Hannah. I was like, hey, I'm like gonna die. I need to go. I don't know why I said that, but I did.
No, she did. She was like, we need to go right now.
I'm gonna
like,
die.
Okay, like, we gotta go. So
we just ran off, and he starts like following us. And
oh, he did.
Because remember, I was like, why are you walking so fast, bro? Chill. And you were like, look. And I was like, oh, what the heck? And we started zooming and be like, we're like cutting into like the dance floor to shut like
the
way.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, because you blend in pretty quick.
Yeah, exactly. And then, and then, oh, yes.
No, you found it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
You were a galaxy. Actually. Can you please insert this photo?
Just insert.
Hold on, I'm showing the live.
You show the live stream? Back and worked at a supplement store. I wear that to work. All the time.
You had a girlfriend. You got hired out of.
Cameron, you should have had jail time or something.
No. Well, I should have just stayed in the fitness industry and not gone the whole fucking filmmaking route.
This one's worse.
Because I was getting so much more traction there. Oh, my
God. How old were you?
18. Yeah, because I was like. Cameron, that was so weird of you. Like, actually.
But I was strong as shit at 18.
I'm telling you, like, he wore these. Cameron, I forgot how weird these are. Wow.
You did not.
I'm looking at it. I'm remembering.
It was so serious, too. You're like, yeah, I look great.
You took a cinematic photo in it.
Actually, no, that was when I was in California. That was on that was at Huntington Beach in California.
Wow. You wore that in Cali?
Yep.
That one was your favorite, huh?
What? Because it was Lil Dicky's tracksuit from Freaky Friday.
Oh.
Yeah. I really enjoyed Lil Dicky, so.
And that's you. And that's you.
Care about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I've gone through some phases. And they're very dramatic phases. I never, like, none of my phases are ever, like.
No, it's never just, like, you know, like, oh, I'm going to start painting. So it's, like, I'm gonna go out and just paint, like, a picture once or twice a week.
It's, like, one
he will buy a whole
next.
Art set, get a whole, can't, like, start being Picasso. Van Gogh, he's going to cut off his ear.
And I'll get good at it.
And then he stops.
And then I'll just not care anymore. I'll
be
like,
what?
Yeah, he'll be like, okay, I'm done with it. Like, he was super young. He was into, like, computers. Like, he, like, built his own computer.
Oh, I built, like, 10, 15 computers. Yeah.
Just built them, and then he just stopped. He went through a phase of weightlifting. So we got like a little like downstairs, like a little home gym.
Right.
And for Christmas, he got like it was like a bench with a bar. It was one of his Christmas gifts. And he was like super into like weightlifting. And then he quit.
I never quit though. I just didn't take it as seriously. Because when I got fat, I was still working out.
But... No, Cameron, you were not. Look at you. You were not working out enough or whatever you're doing.
I could still pull like 500 pounds.
Mass moves mass. No shit. No shit.
Plenty of guys who still can't pull 500, but.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just okay.
This wasn't as serious.
You weren't taking it. You weren't like a gym. I'm saying in that time period, you were like a freaking gym freak.
Yeah. No, from like I think it was like 16 to 18 or 19, and then from like 19 to 22 ish, maybe.
I'm gonna find your fat photo now.
Kid's like, I'm gonna go back, and then I was less. Yeah. But I go through a lot of phases because once I like something, I get like hyper fixated on it.
Right.
I can't believe you hyper fixated on tracksuits. That's the worst, Cameron. Like the fact you did that is like genuinely so bizarre.
Well, part of the reason I did that too is that one of the influencers I like, Bradley Martin, wore one.
Ew. You've sounded the same.
Yeah.
Oh, Cameron. Oh my gosh.
No, it wasn't.
Cameron, growing up, I remember this. I moved away from Florida. Okay. I was 13. I come back home. I go. Cameron, I'm home. And it's when Cameron was like older brother, where he's like, ew, get away from me. Like, you're disgusting. Like, fucking being an asshole. You kind of sounded all like, you know. And then he was like, before I left, he's like talking like a normal boy. He's like, hey. And I'd be like, well, I remember like distinctly remember hearing him and being like, what the
Who
fuck?
Is this?
Our whole family talks about like one night he just like,
no, I just woke up.
Puberty and like had the deepest voice
here's
ever.
Here's the thing too. I don't remember like growing hair on my body. I just remember waking up and being like, oh, I have body hair. And it just was there. It was like the voice, the hair,
that's
the height.
That's so weird. I don't.
No, literally, it was. He went from being like a boy to like just like a full grown ass man.
Like it.
Huh.
This one came out of a bowl cut.
Yeah, it was.
Oh my God. You were like an onion. We're peeling layers.
I literally call. I would call him and Chase onion head.
Yeah, it was bad.
Chase didn't like that one very much. Let me tell you.
I've definitely evolved over the years.
Yeah, you've been through some phases.
Yeah.
I mean, like I've had an ugly face, but no tracks. Actually, I did do it when I was really little. My mom put me in a star spangled onesie to skate in. It was fleece. Pretty sick. I got called Evel Knievel at the rink.
But you wore a lot of leotards, though. So you had.
No shit.
You had plenty of outfits that you had to put on.
Yeah, I put on leotards.
But that's not.
That's not that weird. I'm going to an ice rink.
Yeah.
Right. You're.
If you can do it on ice, why can't I do it on land?
Oh, let me think.
Let me do some math.
You're not a fucking figure skater. Oh, Kim, where's your little fat face?
I went through a speed skating phase.
I was going to say, did you ever skate?
Yeah. I did
speed
skating.
Like every sport you could think of.
I did crew for U of L at one point. Like.
Fuck you for posting this photo.
Which one?
It's when I look like a linebacker.
Let me see it.
It's where I'm trying to hit Cameron and he pushed me so I got scared and he posted that. I literally look like a linebacker.
You look good.
Like a good linebacker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Which photo was it?
The one of me, the linebacker.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's been literal years.
No, it has not. This was Seaside.
Oh, that wasn't.
What the fuck?
That one wasn't bad. I think she looks fine.
Yeah, I look horrible.
You said it like, I look like a dude.
I did look like a dude. I'm like, oh, I look like I was about to beat you up. I was about to tackle you. I was about to take the ball and run.
To go up, Kanye.
Back up, Kanye.
But yeah, Hannah, what's it been like getting to know us and like?
Oh God!
Because from your perspective, like you're newer, we've been here.
No shit, Cameron, you're my sibling. Cameron, like, we've known each other for a while.
Wait, really? I thought you guys just met.
We're lifelong friends. It's like from the womb or something.
Yeah.
No, it's been great. I mean, I feel like we connected like right away. Do you know what I mean?
It wasn't like weird.
No.
Or it wasn't like you didn't say some shit where, because like some people would just say some things and you're like,
what are you even saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you're just like, okay, like your morals as a person maybe are not. I mean, I'm sure like, people maybe think my morals are fucked up. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Everybody has an opinion, right?
Yeah. Either way, our morals just aligned. Yeah. Well, what was your first impression of like Cameron and I?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. Like, I don't know. I was like, who are these people?
Like, yeah, no shit, but like, no shit, Anna.
I never met you before. What's your fucking name?
Oh my God, I gotta know. Who are you? No, I don't know. I just didn't really have an opinion.
There's no way you didn't like me. Like, did you think I was an asshole? Think I was a bitch?
No, I thought you were nice. Like, the first time I met you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I thought you were nice.
What was the first time I met you?
Probably were.
Restore.
No, yeah. I was saying, like, was it when I brought Ben in for Cryo? Was that... Or is it the second time?
I don't remember the first time I met you.
I'm trying to remember.
I don't remember.
Dude, was I like nice though? Or were you like this guy's
dude,
weird?
Dude, I have no idea. I don't remember. No, I feel like we one
day. Do you have a memory?
No,
no,
actually,
dude.
She has a fucking Alzheimer's. Oppenheimer.
She has a nuke.
No, but yeah, no.
I need to go.
You're cool. That's what I thought. I was like, oh, this kid's cool.
So much
he has a sister.
Depth behind those eyes.
So much depth. She's like,
so much
depth. He has a mom and a dad.
You're like, wow. It's someone of the male gender.
Yeah, I think he has
thought...
something. So, he has a deep voice. The guy with the deep voice.
That was the connection.
That was probably the first thing I thought about.
Did I start going to Restore before you started working there, or have you always worked there?
I don't know, Cameron.
You fuck, motherfucker.
I'm
no longer gonna speak about anything that's not right here right now. Because Hannah's not gonna fucking
what
know.
What color is Cameron's car?
Who's
embarrassed?
Who's embarrassed? Guys, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
Because you can't remember anything. No shit.
Maybe I should be on medication or something.
Maybe
do you
therapy.
Think something for that?
Memory. The fuck, yeah. You need to get on fucking.
I need to start training my brain.
I'm going to start doing that thing you get with concussions where you get three objects and then you put them away and say, okay, what order did I give them up in? Actually, we're doing that right now. Give me three objects.
Oh, okay. God.
Coaster, something else. Great, my vape.
All right, Hannah. I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, no.
Mike. Oh.
No.
All right. I'm going to give you the three of these.
Okay.
And you have to tell me what order I showed them to you.
Okay.
It's actually supposed to be five objects. Oh, I just it's five, it's not three.
Oh, well. Let's see if she fucks up three. We know there's an issue.
There's a problem.
All right, ready?
Yeah. Okay. Coaster, vape, remote.
Okay. Yeah. She got that down. I'm gonna ask you that again in 5 minutes.
Are we switching up the?
No, we're just gonna wait a little bit. I'm gonna ask you the same question.
Okay, I got it.
We're
I'm gonna memorize it
we're
right now.
Work.
We're gonna work on your memory.
I need to.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
I'm just all gonna right. see you and be like, Hannah. You're
gonna test me. We're like, okay, what's this?
So Hannah, did you just like not hang out with anybody before?
And he had it.
Tristan's family. That's it. That's my boyfriend, Tristan.
Which is weird, because normally, like, if I was, I feel like I would get sick of the boyfriend.
It is.
No, they're
family.
So cool.
No, it's,
they're great. Your situation is great.
Yeah. They're super cool, and I can relate to them. That's a big thing. So we've always been able to connect. So we've known each other for 5 years.
Yeah.
So
you've known his family. And and also growing up, when you're little, too, you always have, like, it's not like when you're an adult. I feel like when you start dating someone, you don't really, you're not around the family as much. Like, so they're family just because it's like everyone lives on their own.
We're all super close. So,
did you ever get like lonely though? Being like, oh, I wish I had like more.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's why I went to the brunch. I was like, no, I need friends. I need to do this.
I literally was laying and I was like, I'm going to be sick. I can't go.
I know. I'm so nervous. I was like,
and then I was like, because Cameron goes, I met this whatever girl, blah, 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 blah. She just moved here too, like a year ago.
And
needs to make some new
friends. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, needs to make genuine connections. I told her, you don't have no fucking friends either, so, and yet you're lonely. And I was like, Cameron, why did you say that? You're making me sound weird. It's like, no. Yeah, she's lonely and rot. I did. I would just rot in my apartment and just go to the gym. That's what I did. I'd go to the gym. I'd come home
Dude,
and
Kate
rot.
Never
I'd do that
fucking
now.
Left.
Really?
At least now you like kind of, you
Well,
do
now
more.
I do. Now I'm you going, I'm hanging my friends. I'm doing something like going to school. But like that, because I also went online because that time the boy I was dating was long distance. Hmm. So I went online so I can just go visit whenever I needed to, right?
Yeah.
And I would just rot on that couch for hours. Honestly.
Dude, and all of her blinds are always shut.
I would just sit there in the dark.
It would be dark. I would walk in her apartment and be like, hey, this is fucking depressing.
He would come in and just open up all my blinds and he'd be like,
see, I hate the dark. Same. I like sun. Like, even this, I like to be
able
to see
out. I like the dim. I don't like the dark. We went over how I don't like the dark. Dim. But I like it just like, it's like a gloomy day.
Whoa! That's totally different, though. If it's a gloomy day and it's raining outside, yeah.
Yeah.
You want to like cuddle up.
I
want to
cuddle up and like have like a fireplace on and just
drink coffee. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I was going to do this. What is up with, okay, like, I don't know if you have this obsession. My thing is, like, I'm always on, like, sad TikTok. Or I listen to, like, sad music all the time.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Well, yeah, no.
No.
I know. I love sad music.
I only listen to sad shit. I literally, like, my playlist is sad
music. It's either,
music.
Like, really sad shit or, like,
I don't think I've ever been
shit.
Into, like, sad music. I will not choose
oh, see, I'm,
sad
dude.
Music.
No, I'll see it, and I'm, like, I'll, like, hear, like a yeah. lyric of it, and I'm, like, oh, fuck.
I mean, that's what TikTok, mm-hmm. I feel like TikTok's good for, like, finding sad shit.
Just there's
like,
a song coming out
like,
where it's like
core.
Dude, there's a song coming out and it says something. It's like it is what it is. And it says something where it's like
Kate, point the mic towards your face. Because right now it's Yeah. Wow. Good job.
Thank you guys. You know. I'd be cool like that. Okay, no, no, no. I just went like fucking cross. And I was like, now it's like too close to me.
Just shut up.
Get it out of my face. Back. Just yelled at a random object. I do that.
If
Kate, I like.
If she just stubs her toe on something.
I'll yell at the thing.
You turn around, you're like.
Literally, I was sitting when I still worked at Cryo Lounge.
Eye.
Yeah, when I worked at Cryo Lounge, I like hit my thing and I was like, oh. And then I can't remember her name. Kaylee, right?
Kaylee, yeah.
And she looked at me, she's like, did you just give the wall a dirty look? I was like, yeah. Yeah, I did. And then I vomited right after that, so I gotta go home.
It was that like 2-year-old thing.
You need to give context
like,
to that.
I don't feel good.
I literally okay, so we're in the like the what would you call it? What room is that? It's like where all
the
machine room is or whatever. We're eating our lunch in there, and I didn't want to eat because my stomach was feeling like upset because yeah. I worked out really hard and I felt nauseous. So I was like, okay, probably just had a lot of caffeine. I didn't eat a lot. I worked out too hard. I ended
up. That's another thing. We
just
don't
like,
eat.
Yeah, I'm really bad at that. I'm really bad at like eating.
That's girl dinner shit.
Unless I like, then I'll have a drink and then I'm like Taco Bell. Taco Bell immediately. I had two drinks last night and I postmade Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I have an obsession.
Yeah, my
so
drink
good.
Addiction. That's
no, it's
you.
So good.
It's just not.
It's so good. No.
Okay.
There's yeah, more. Every once in a while.
No,
but
every
I, like,
now.
Every like now, it's
right
now.
Right here, right
tomorrow.
Now.
Dude, the grilled cheese burrito. There was one point in my life where I like got my coach got mad at me because I like gained like a decent amount of weight. It wasn't a lot. I gained 5 pounds. That's it. But it's because for a month of my life, I ate Taco Bell every single day and I couldn't drive then.
I don't know how you didn't vomit off of that. I would have been so sick of it.
No, my body absorbed
like,
it.
I ate that shit up.
Dude, I would go out and get a quesadilla on the nacho fries. And if Chase wouldn't drive me there because I couldn't drive then, I would walk.
What?
Yes, I would walk because it was like a 10-minute walk. I would go walk to Taco Bell and sit in. I was like one of those people sitting inside the Taco Bell eating. And then I would go
Huh?
Home.
You don't do that? Sit inside?
Not at Taco
I was
Bell.
Like five. And our parents.
Yeah,
like,
now I just go through the drive thru.
Yeah.
Like I'll eat in my car. I'll
no,
go there.
I'll
park.
Holy crap. I haven't thought about that. I have not done that in a
Oh my
long
gosh.
Time.
Yeah. When you're like a kid, you always. For me, yeah, when I was
unlocked.
A kid, I was always ate inside.
Yeah, right?
Wait, why? When we were kids, it was
no,
more normal to eat inside the fast food place.
Inside.
Yeah.
And we always got fucking chicken up. We eat like shit as kids, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, dog shit. We had chicken nuggies all the fucking time, and we had the play place, and we used to just run around in that shit.
Those
and then like
so
we
were dirty.
Yeah.
I, when I was younger, I didn't give a fuck. I was like,
no, I know. When you're young, you don't care. But like looking
back,
I'm now,
like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So I got that good immune system.
Right.
we're made different. They don't really have them anymore, right?
What?
They
like,
only
no,
like
they
like
closed
Chick-fil-A
them
got
down.
Rid of them
all
of them.
Pretty
like,
much
everywhere?
After COVID, yeah.
Yeah, because COVID got rid of them all.
I'm never gonna play
Pretty
in a
much,
fucking
yeah.
dude. That's how like you know kids are gonna be weak as fuck in this next generation. Cause like that at least
dude battling a kid to go up that slide. You
Bro,
know what you gotta do? You gotta bargain with
shit
him.
Out of him.
Yeah.
Like, remember the first... like little like layers you have to climb up and you like try to kick them down like you went going
oh my
here.
God, I don't think I ever did that.
I didn't kick little kids. No.
Kate,
You kicked me.
Bullshit.
I never did that.
We beat the shit out of each other in those damn things.
No, of us, but not a random, not someone else, some other kid.
Some random person. You're like,
I wasn't like, get out of here.
We definitely beat the shit out of some kids.
No. What do you mean? This isn't a we situation, Cameron. I was always 4 years younger than
memory,
you.
Memory, just, okay, this spot me. Do you remember in Chick-fil-A in the like car area?
Yeah. I know exactly.
Exactly what I'm talking about. Like the cat was, yeah. That was like the spot.
No, the spot was as we would. Cameron Chase and I were such little asshole kids. Like, actually, I know my dad probably wanted to die. Like, having us, like,
he's
wow.
Like, oh my God.
So, what we would do is, like, any place for some reason, we would just, like, climb over everything. Like, we would literally, like,
on the outside of it.
We would go on the out, you know, like, on the thing. There's so yeah. We would start climbing, like, we're like little, like, actually monkeys. And these parents would be in there, just like, where is this? And my dad's just sitting there through the window, eating his Chick-fil-A. He's like, hey, like, good job, be safe.
Go do it.
But we would jump. We would climb over the there's a wall, and you could go back behind. Yep. It was like a no.
I know
zone.
What you're talking about.
There was
yeah.
a fence. Yeah, yeah, we'd climb. We'd get there, and I would always get stuck because they would leave me. They would jump over, and my dad would go, "Where's Kane?" They'd be like,
"Couldn't tell you.
I don't know." And he'd walk in, and be like, "Dad." He's like, "Oh fucking shit, let's go." We get so mad at you guys. Holy shit. Yeah. Wait. Why don't I haven't eaten inside of a fast food restaurant like Chipotle? Right. Yeah, but not like Taco Bell or like Arby's or something inside.
I had Arby's in forever.
Oh, I love Arby's.
But I remember last time I had Arby's, I like shit myself to death, and I was like, this is why I don't eat Arby's anymore.
Arby's gets that shit
it's
going.
Sketchy.
You think?
Bro. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, people. Okay, so people in California like don't. It's not like Arby's isn't a thing. I mean, it's a thing, but like people
nobody
don't.
They just don't fuck with
here.
It.
It's like everyone's like, oh, Arby's, like that's an option you're gonna get. Yeah. Never. Like literally, everyone I meet, they're like, I swear that's just like a money like laundering place. Like I don't even know why it's there.
For narcs.
Like it's for narcs. It's for the narcs. The ops.
What would you say your favorite fast food place is?
Take a guess.
Oh shit. I would say mine's probably Chick-fil-A.
I don't know. Like
yeah, I think Chick-fil-A is for like fast food. Well, Cane's Fox.
Oh, bro, fuck, dude, Cane's I would fuck Fox. Up a thing of Cane's.
I think I've only been there one time. They only literally offer chicken strips.
Yeah,
right?
But it's the sauce.
But the cane sauce and the nuggets.
The bread's good, but the chicken honestly is not that good. The sauce carries.
Yeah, the sauce carries. Yeah. I think Zaxby's has better chicken.
I've never been there.
I love Joella's.
Never been there.
Oh, Joella's is good.
It's
it's not like fast food.
It's
like
it's more like sit
spot.
Down. Yeah. It takes time.
No, I don't. I've never had Zaxby's. Ever.
Really?
Yes. Why'd you take?
Damn, boy.
No, you should be like a broadcaster person.
Yeah, like a radio show.
You have the voice.
You could be the new Rush Limbaugh.
We're debt free. It'd just be Optimus.
Trump 2020.
Optimus Prime fucking narrating everyone.
But that would be so cool, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to like, I just like pulling it out when people are like, because every once in a while I'll say like my deep, deep voice and they're like,
wait, your deep, deep voice?
Like that was my deeper voice. Because like you have this and you have like the Optimus Prime, like the deeper one.
What the fuck?
It's like narrating a movie. It's like,
yeah.
In a world.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's you should do that. Seriously.
You should.
That would be so cool.
Do that right now. Do that right now. The one it's like, in a world. What's the line? The line where it's like, in a world with da 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 da.
The line.
With da 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 da.
The world!
You gotta give me like a script or some shit.
It's like when it's like the Disney. The Disney thing.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know how it goes.
I'm looking it up.
In a world, distant.
What should I say?
Shows you guys watch as kids.
In a world.
Oh, Disney Channel. Oh,
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
iCarly, Sweet Life of Zack and Carly. I loved
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Sweet Life of Zack and Carly.
With Zack and Cody. I loved Chase. No, you sorry, not making a guest appearance. The one Zoe 101.
That was Teen Nick. That was Teen Nick.
Oh,
it wasn't Disney.
Fine. Oh, I loved Shake It Up.
Dude, Wizards of Waverly Place.
I didn't get into that one.
What was the other one Zendaya was in? What's the other one?
Oh, Shake It Off?
Shake It Up.
Shake It Off.
Or something like that.
It was Shake It Up. And then there was another one. Oh, she did the spy one.
Did you ever watch Sam and Cat?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sam and Cat.
That's weird. I didn't fuck with it as hard.
Oh, I liked it. I liked
Sam and Cat. Yeah, I thought it was
but I love Victorious, though.
Victorious was probably one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
I had the biggest crush on
Jade.
Why would I ever crush on
Jade? I was like,
no, boyfriend.
With long hair. Yeah.
So Jay's boyfriend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which, I don't know his name. I'm still looking.
I definitely think that like those shows influenced like what my type is now.
In a world. I think it's In a World of Pure Imagination. Yeah, it's that. Hold on.
Kate's like, I want to find
no, that's
now.
The Willy Wonka song. Fucking shit. In a World.
Safari.
Disney.
I don't feel like it's Disney. I feel like it's just like.
It is. Disney intro. Shut up. It's going to be right here. It's the DVD when it came in, like when you'd go to watch a movie. Listen, this part.
Oh.
The magic within our hearts.
Do that one. I'll do that guy. Ready? Boom. Go.
Are you going to do that? Here we go.
Yeah.
From the magic here we within go. Our hearts.
Do do do.
From the people who brought you.
Ba-da-bum.
White privilege.
Cameron.
Well, I mean,
so that's going to be edited out.
Not a Disney's. I got to think about it. Early Disney. Early Disney was. You look back at some of the videos.
Did Disney
like,
now? What do kids watch now?
Well, early Disney was violent
no,
too.
No, I'm so curious about
what
that.
Do they watch. Like, what's like the show now?
The cartoons now are so weird.
I know, like, don't they? I mean, guess like Paw Patrol.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't think there's any like good. Like, there's no Wizards.
Well, yeah, anymore. Like, what's a Disney show
did
that
you
they
watch?
Watch?
Sam and Max, or Max and Ruby. It's
yes.
Max and
yeah.
Max and Ruby.
Ruby. Yeah, Max. Yeah, absolutely.
I love
Max
that.
And Ruby.
Memory that just didn't need to be unlocked.
I love the Backyardigans.
Wait,
wait.
The barnyard.
Oh my god.
The big fat mouse who was like, well, dude,
what the fuck? That's
oh
a dis memory.
I need to watch
holy
that
shit.
Right
no,
now.
That rap, I think that inspired my man voice.
No.
That rap.
That's just
like,
genetics, bro.
Fat.
That,
dude, I remember watching the movie.
Oh my god.
I love like the crossover movies where it's like Jimmy Neutron and like crossover with
oh
like,
my gosh,
Odd
Ben
Parents.
10?
Ben 10?
Did you watch that? It so. Was the green glowing watch thing.
No, yeah. Mm.
What's another one? Oh my god.
Teen Titans. Fucked. I like cartoons.
Teen Titans.
Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy. You know where the Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy?
No.
What about
Billy and Mandy? What the fuck?
Not Courage the Cowardly Dog. The Home of Imaginary Friends.
What?
Mr. Foster's Home of Imaginary Friends.
Nope.
What was it? What?
It's the like the guy's adopted and it's like all these weird imaginary friends inside this house. It was the big red guy who's like missing an arm. This is a thing.
I was like,
this
Clifford?
Is a thing, guys.
Are they like, oh wait, hold on. Are they like little like robot things?
No.
What do you think?
This is Cartoon Network. Did you watch Cartoon Network?
Yeah, but I didn't watch no imagine. I think this is your imagination of your imaginary friends.
Okay, we can't forget SpongeBob.
I
didn't watch.
I did. Actually, the way that on road trips, pizza? They would on road trips, because we had like the minivan. With,
yes,
like,
yeah.
The TVs. And the way that Jay would tell us like how much longer we had was. By the duration of SpongeBob episodes. So if there's an hour left, he'd go to two SpongeBob episodes.
Oh,
we would just watch
that's
it.
A great
I
idea.
I love the SpongeBob movie.
You ever watch
oh,
it? Wait, yes, I have.
Movie? Like,
yes,
I'm a goofy goober.
Yeah, when he goes,
thing.
The part where he's like, I'm a goofy goober.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We gotta, like, you need to have a childhood now.
I know, I need to do
like,
it right now.
No,
I am.
Get my therapy license so I can fucking
therapy.
What was the order?
Therapize.
Huh?
What was the order?
Oh, I was like, order your Taco Bell order.
What's my no, Taco Bell order?
cheesy.
Supreme Wrap.
Not quesadilla. It was the, why can't
I get a taco? Word? What type of taco?
Yeah, it's the soft cheese taco. In the middle. A grilled cheese.
Yeah, grilled cheese
yes.
Burrito.
Yes.
And then I get a taco. What type of taco?
Pacific. Oh, I thought you got two of those.
I get two whole ass burritos? Damn.
They're not that big.
No, they literally look like soft tacos.
The burrito?
I've never seen you
big.
Get a burrito. No.
Yes.
What?
The soft tacos I'll get sometimes, so I'm trying to be like a little skinnier. Because yeah, the burrito has like 1,500 calories, and I'm like, I just lost.
Hey, do you remember like hanging out with Dad and like slamming back those chicken soft tacos?
I never got those.
You never got those? What'd you get?
When from
you
Taco Bell? My order yeah. From Taco Bell?
Has it been the same since you were like five?
No. Oh. When I was little, I got the nachos with extra beans.
Yeah.
Are you a refried bean girl?
Oh, I love myself a
me
refried bean.
Me too. A lot of people don't like it. I'm like, yeah.
Dirty.
Dirty
people.
What?
Don't ever say that's me with that. You. Don't ever talk
don't
to
ever
me.
Do that again.
What was the order?
It was the coaster, your vape, and then the remote.
Okay.
No, it wasn't. It was remote, coaster, vape.
No.
Yeah.
It was.
Shut up. You're gaslighting me.
That's what you're doing. Good gaslight.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God.
The whole night, they would like say, I'd be like, good.
Jason's trying to call me now. Ah, shit.
I'll call on my phone. Just decline it. I'll call on my phone.
Whoops.
He called me twice. Is he angry?
That shot I got today. Every once in a while.
Oh, I got one, too.
I
hey.
Yeah.
We're doing a podcast. What? What?
Soon. Soon. We're not.
I'm going to be there in like,
5 minutes.
Teleporting, actually.
We're gonna be we're leaving soon. We're gonna be there at like 6:30.
We're just gonna stem and go. Ooh.
Okay. Bye bye.
fuck on my phone. A bonk. No. Shit. No.
All right, I think we're good.
We had an hour?
Probably.
All right, anyways.
Well, this has been so fun.
This felt like a manic dream.
This was a manic dream.
This was just like
every time we hang out, it is. It really, every single time.
Yeah, some crazy shit happens.
Every time.
Nobody tried to get our Uber, though, so that was a win. Yeah. Thank God.
That happened last time. And
I got in, I locked the doors.
Did you really? Sorry for it being such a long time since the last episode, guys. Yeah. It's been busy. I've been busy.
We've just been busy doing stuff, a lot of content. I've been having friends now, so I have things to do.
Yeah.
And I'm actually out of my house. It's really nice having friends.
It is. I agree.
A little bit ago, I was like,
thank you guys for watching. If you haven't checked out her Instagram, my Instagram, all the shit.
No, I'll be tagged. Check out my TikTok.
Yep.
I love y'all. Bye.
Cool.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to rip off my McLovin.